Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you? Thank you, BTR Rock, for that great intro. So, Scott Fabianic here. Certified anti-inflammatory nutrition from the Inflammation Research Foundation. So my title, Congress, Suicide, and IQ Increases. So how do these all go together? What am I talking about? So recently, Senate bill passed to address mental health issues for veterans, including hiring more psychiatrists as part of the new mental health bill. Why I believe it will fail in, you know, quote unquote, helping everybody is just due to the fact that I know there's a misunderstanding as to what is mental disease. Some people don't believe it even exists. Like, heart disease does exist, but then brain disease couldn't exist. And I like calling it brain disease because really that's what it is. However, unfortunately, in America, we segregate everything and dissect everything into its pieces versus understanding what's driving it, what's causing it, like disease itself. So there's many disease states, and then there's disease itself. Just like you can say, I'm well, you have to name all the wellness states you're in. You say, I'm well. It's definable. And the most would not know how to define it. Again, that's a problem because people are paid to make you well, healthy, yet they don't know what it is. And it's not that I'm trying to, you know, completely disparage everybody and rant, but yet we're continually spending money doing something that's not doing anything. And what I mean by this is, when I first thought about the science, I first thought about what would be the cause of these things, it seems like we have a biological slash drug solution to most every organ in the body but the brain, whereas the brain gets some sort of additional like psychotherapy or psychiatry. Now, no offense to psychiatrists, but mental health issues are biological in nature and therefore should be handled in kind, is my belief. So this is why I believe it'll fail. Until therapists understand then the power of cellular inflammation, both the initiation phase and the resolution phase, which Barry Sears has done a great job defining it for everybody, so I'm not sure what the misunderstanding may be. Now, I know that they treat some people, oh, some certain cases we give them, you know, drugs, and in certain cases it's other therapy and integrated health and all this, you know, whatever. Bottom line is the recognition that it is being driven by inflammation should be the primary recognition. However, I doubt that's the case. So, and what's horrible about it is the people that are hurting have to put up with this nonsense. You know, I did a little show on the American Sniper movie, even though I understand the movie, how we're supposed to be documentary to a degree, and how the psychiatrist treated the individual, I wouldn't say with contempt, but with, you know, kind of arrogant, what happened the other day. Well, if anyone believes there's something wrong with the brain, there's simply something wrong with the neurocommunication. Okay, I don't think it's necessarily driven by the events that have occurred to the individual, the environment they were in. That may have caused that biological problem, but again, it's a biological problem that should be fixed in a biological way, meaning the stress caused the damage. So this can be seen in repeated blows in people's brain, whether they're playing football, whether they're playing soccer, causing infarcts, essentially inflammatory blows, scarring up, inflamed, scar tissue, brain can't communicate, less neurons, et cetera. So therefore, less serotonin, less dopamine, hence an unbalanced slash deficient brain and neurotransmitter functioning. So all of that being said is you're in a time where we can define it biologically. It's no more witch doctor. And Barry Sears is pretty much, the Inflammation Research Foundation, I should say, has, so one and the same to me, by these accomplishments. Multiple people brought out of a coma, 100%, when applied the proper protocol of high dose citral that led to a low inflammatory state. Reversal in eye loss for AMD, 100%, when using high dose highly refined citral. He said, well, what do I have to do with the brain? Well, everything, because everything has to do with everything. Inflammation, the systemic inflammation goes to every organ, every cell, et cetera, the eyes, brain, heart, you know, things, the thing in this case. Real thing, though, obviously becomes inflammation since it's driving all cells in terms of their performance. So you got all these accomplishments. You got the science. You got the accomplishments. You've actually got clinical studies at Inflammation Research Foundation. I'm not sure what the problem is. You know, all this money thrown at everything. You know, the Affordable Care Act is a joke. Everyone knows it, unless you're vested in it and somehow believe in fantasies. But you know, everyone understands it's generally a joke. Now you get to what I like to call sectionally. Well, let me hold off on the Nerdler report. So there was a study done for all you psychiatrists out there by Andrew Stoll. I hope you read it. And it was back in 2000 or so. I believe it was the year 2000. And it was a study bipolar patients, third stage bipolar patients. The outcome was, or the protocol was, to give them 10 grams of this highly refined fish oil, which at the time there was maybe only 4 months supply in the world. And they were able to stabilize disease state condition. Pretty big news. Didn't get much fanfare. Why? Because that's an actual solution that could actually work, and that probably puts a lot of people out of jobs. People who, I'm going to tell you, there's all these other things. There's diversity of this thing and that thing and the other. But the truth is that there's no diversity when it comes to bringing down cellular inflammation, which is the reason why I believe that, which is the reason why, that the individuals actually did better or were stabilized on that regimen, because that's what fish oil does, reduces inflammation primarily. Also responsible for, you know, membrane fluidity, et cetera. So they're primarily inflammation, cellular inflammation, the sort that's cellular. Sure. Anyway, so this was done. So I'm assuming they understand this, and I'm assuming that would be. And so it's not just because it was bipolar, that just happened to be the disease state that they looked at, but it's been all brain issues, and this has been confirmed in other disease states, mental disease states, by Inflammation Research Foundation. Can we say ADHD? We can. So again, significant improvement when adopting this protocol. And when applying this protocol in the study. So, interestingly, most people think it's the DHA. So we're going to get into this here, if you care. I think it's the DHA, primarily DHA. And you see it in all these articles here, primarily the DHA. It sounds so intellectual and specific. Problem is, it's wrong. It's primarily the EPA that does the big damage of reducing inflammation. And I would... You know, when learning the science, not being a biochemist, but learning the science, I would always say, EPA eliminates and DHA infiltrates. So in your brain, when autopsies are done after, let's say, fish oil consumption, DHA is identifiable, the EPA is not. So therefore, the conclusion is it's not important. There's nothing to be further from the truth. Truth be told, EPA does go up in the brain, but it goes to war for you to reduce what? The inflammation. Try taking DHA. See if you get the same results you want. That's why these studies, fish oil has done well, not just DHA. Okay. Now, so which brings me to my the Nerd Alert report of the day. Okay. So what was this Nerd Alert report? What has to do with IQ? And it was on vitalchoice.com. Shop where it has a link to a study that was done in January 28, 2013. The official link to higher IQs in kids that make it through official at preschool and reading with parents were the three factors credited a link to high IQ. Okay. So a link to high IQ, not necessarily IQ itself, but you get the point, better mental health, right? Better mental performance. In the study, it says here, comparisons between kids taking the same IQ test suggest that diets higher than average in omega-3 fish fat, especially DHA, can provide substantial IQ attention and behavior benefits. So what I don't understand is, number one, is that they did a study with fish oil. How do they know it's the DHA? Well, again, I think it's because of the autopsies that then indicate the DHA is still present, whereas EPA is not. Here's the problem is that it's really the resolution of this inflammation and that the DHA coming in and helping build new neural structures, no doubt. However, that EPA is so vitally important for that process to take place. Without it, you would have a very mitigated process in building your neural structures and keeping the brain healthy. So the EPA, basically what happens is it oxidizes into resolvins, is what Barry Sears believes. And it makes perfect sense. You have to resolve the inflammation. You have to put out the flame. And then it allows for more blood flow, fluidity, nutrients, et cetera, allows DHA to do its job. So there you have it. EPA probably more important than DHA. Sorry. the burst bubble. People need to understand the science, not just understand, oh, look, I see a person there. They must have come down from heaven. No, there might have been a war. It might have been the guy not fighting, last guy standing because they were cowardice. You never know. But the point is, it's amazing to me the tricks the eyes play on perception, plays on people's understanding of what is cause and effect. Okay, that's an association. Why it was adopted without understanding the facts. Once you understand the facts, you absolutely cannot say that EPA is not as important, if not more important, and it is more important, odds are, than DHA in all disease states. Why? Because it fights the cause of the driver behind disease states, which is cellular inflammation, or what's present, you have to say, in all disease conditions, yet they cause. Because the FDA and its infinite wisdom, its crap diet somehow superior, telling us what we can and can't say, even though they recommend something which is in effect saying they do it. So, okay, but who am I? Well, so here we go. There you have it, knowledge. Resolution of inflammation driven by EPA, supported by DHA in terms of its other properties, fluidity, et cetera. But as far as this whole congressional issue and patting each other on the back, waste of money, give it to Dr. Barry Sears, let him open up clinics, send the veterans there, boom, done, end of story. And of course, that puts us like, I just had business one. Sorry, looks like you're demoted. All right, hang around. But seriously, that's what happened. Adios, folks.